AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. One of two men dressed as women is dead, the other wounded, shot by security as they tried to ram their car through a gate at the National Security Agency located at Fort Meade, Maryland, which is about 25 miles north of Washington. President Obama takes part in dedication ceremonies at the Edward M. Kennedy Institute, a $79 million center designed to teach people about the workings of the U.S. Senate. The president says the center is needed, if for no other reason than to inspire future leaders to work together.
It's hard for our children to see in the noisy and too often trivial pursuits of today's politics the possibilities of our democracy, our capacity together to do big things.
Kennedy, who was in the Senate for 47 years, came up with the idea for the center before he was diagnosed with the brain cancer that killed him in 2009. Two former federal agents are charged with stealing digital currency during their investigation into an online black market that allowed users to buy and sell drugs and other illegal items. Former DEA agent Carl Force, who worked undercover during the Silk Road investigation, and former Secret Service agent Sean Bridges face a number of charges, including wire fraud and money laundering. The spokesman for Missouri's auditor's office, Robert Spence Jackson, left a note before his apparent suicide over the weekend, about a month after his boss killed himself. Jefferson City Police Captain Doug Shoemaker says he won't talk about what's in the note or circumstances that might have led Jackson to take his own life.
He was found in his bedroom. There were no signs of a struggle. And I don't want to get into any further, anything that could possibly be misconstrued or misinterpreted in any way.
Missouri Auditor Tom Schweitz shot himself last month at his home in what police have also described as a suicide. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 277. This is AP Radio News. A big seller of herbal supplements agrees to rework its truth in labeling practices. Warren Levinson has more.
Last month, New York's Attorney General announced the results of an investigation in which 75% of the herbal supplements sold at GNC, Target, Walmart, and Walgreens contained none of the ingredients on the label. Now GNC has agreed to make sure what's on the label is in the bottle.
This is a huge breakthrough in a massive industry.
Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says GNC agreed to make clear the difference between herbs like St. John's Wort and Echinacea and herbal extracts, which are chemicals derived from them, and to be open about how it tests ingredients. He's still investigating the other three retailers. Warren Levinson, New York.
Prosecutors in the Boston Marathon bombing trial have rested their case after showing the jury gruesome autopsy photos of the people who died in the 2013 attack. Now the defense is expected to present a case that Johar Sanayev, who admitted to taking part in the bombing with his dead brother, doesn't deserve a death sentence. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.